What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again. I told y'all, can't stop, won't stop. First and foremost, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody who's tuning in. I pray that everybody had a fabulous time, you know, either with the family or y'all touched the road, whatever floats your boat. I pray that everything went great, okay? We're going to dive into a fabulous topic today, but very essential to the ladies out there. And we just going to get this party started, right? Y'all already know the vibes, okay? I want to say thank you for joining me for Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. And we're going to get straight into it. You already know. We're going to start off right with the one and only Nipsey Hussle. Because this is dedication, y'all. Anti-education. Hey, period. You already know it.
Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it.
You know I'm a genius. This is my platform.
But deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long
is life?
Opportunity me preparation? I need some real nigga reparations. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation.
Dedication, hard work plus patience.
Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. Told you that I wasn't playing.
Y'all know what I'm saying. It's dedication. Yes. It's dedication. Yeah. Sheridana. Nipsey. Talk to the people.
I spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies, 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Trip on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke down. He said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I'd get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lot of shit, don't cry about it.
Can't just cry about it.
Mind a setback for major comeback. That's my
favorite. You know it.
Said you do a song with Nip. Can't I hear a better clip? I said he a man first. You hear the words out his lips about flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga.
It's making close,
my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga. You're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf
and get it right back.
For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out grand.
For generations, we've been dealt bad hands.
Taking with top Nip and Snoop, damn. Clock watching the way we grew.
Dedication.
Nah, this ain't entertainment. It's 4 niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers, the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's
not contagious. I hope
like
it is contagious.
Gates, but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a
life jacket.
Couple mil, tour the world, all my life crack. Cook the books, bring it back, so there's no taxes. Royalties, publishing,
no taxes.
Own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers.
Period.
I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Hopping out the 85 and Reebok classes. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have
dedication, hard work, plus patience.
Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. Told you that I wasn't playing.
Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Yes. It's dedication. So basically, I hope you guys enjoyed that right there by the one and motherfucking only Nipsey Hussle and Kendrick Lamar with dedication. And I play that song first because it ties into our topic. Okay, our topic is the 10 essential skills a lady needs to know. So this message is geared towards the ladies of the world, okay? The ladies of the world, okay? First things first, we're going to start out with our shout-outs, okay? But I had to just get the vibes all the way up. You know what I'm saying? So let's get right into it. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to me. I want to give a shout out to me for just being amazing, for being resilient, for being dedicated to the mission, to myself, for having self-love, for celebrating myself. Like, this whole year is my birthday. This whole year is my birthday. Period. I'm celebrating this whole year as my birthday. 2024 is the season of abundance. This is my season, okay? And so it's so important that I celebrate myself and I give myself the shout out for being awesome, for being respectful to myself, for having standard and standing 10 toes on my shit, like 10 toes on the standard, like nothing can miss, everything in a gear. Everything is in gear, okay? I ain't trying to prove myself, okay? Watch the Empress appear. Shout out to the one and only Masika, okay? If you know, you know, okay? I want to shout myself out for being outstanding, for being brilliant, for being obedient, okay, to myself. And I want to shout out myself for having patience with thyself and others, for giving people grace, for being understanding and overstanding, for being that girl, for being that empress, for being fabulous, for being elegant. And so I just want to give myself the utmost respect because I've come a long way. And I'm so proud of myself. And I know we still have ways to go. But in the meanwhile, in between time, I know I'm that empress. And I'm so happy where I am right now. So shout out to the girl, Shiradonna. Period. All right, guys. All right, so next, shout out to my empire. Okay? First and foremost, shout out to Shiradonna Designs. Okay, if you guys don't know, make sure you guys check us out at SheridanDesigns.com. Okay, luxury style curated, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. So shout out to Sheridan Designs for just being timeless, for being resilient, for being amazing, for being authentic, for being that brand that is over here changing lives. And we create the trends. We create the lifestyle. Okay. We are creating a new form of luxury. And I'm so here for it. I'm so proud of our brand. And I know we have the staying power. Okay. We have the staying power. And I'm so grateful. Okay. That sustainability, that endurance. Ugh. I'm just so proud of us. And yeah, I just love my baby. So go check us out at SheridanDesigns.com. Okay. And then let's talk about my baby, okay? My sister company, Unity Fashion Institute. Like, we're literally changing lives and we are empowering and helping the not only like the next generation, but like people who want to change their lives and want to use it using the arts. Like, I literally get to use my wisdom, my knowledge, my skills, my essence to embed that in somebody else, engrave that in somebody else. So my legacy lives on through other people. Like, that is the most powerful thing you could ever do. Like, have something, be a part of something that is more than yourself. And Unity Fashion helps me with that, alongside Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated, where we actually provide resources to accommodate students who are interested in the fashion industry. So shout out to my babies, Unity Fashion Institute, alongside Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. I'm just so proud of myself for listening to all the downloads that the Most High have given me, and listening to my intuition and listening to the things that drives me and that makes me feel alive. And I'm so happy for that. So I know we have a lot more to offer and we're just scratching the surface and we're just getting started. And if you would like to be a part of our community, make sure you guys reach out on Instagram for at UFI_nonprofit on IG, or you could just find me at Sheridana and then it has the link in my bio as well. Okay. When I say I got quadruple assignment, y'all, I mean it. And this ties into like our topic about having the essential skills to manifest the life that you want, right? And desire. Let's finish our shout outs. A big shout out to Sheridana's Beauty Salon. When I say I've manifested being a hairstylist since I was, like a teenager, like I always told myself that, yo, I'm going to have salon hair every single day of my life. And I meant that shit. And I kept that promise to myself. And now I get to help others to have salon hair, you know, so not only salon hair, but also have that confidence within yourself to know like, yo, I'm good enough. And I'm that girl with just the power of hair, you know, of the connection when you book with us. So it's not just doing hair, it's created a community of support and love. And I love doing my clients hair. I love having the exclusivity in terms of I don't have to overbook, you know, when I connect with my clients, it's just me and them. And then I get to really, you know, not just do their hair, but, you know, see where they are. And basically you're like a counselor too, but then they also give you great, you know, insight about what's going on with them. So I love doing that as well. So big shout out to Sheridana's Beauty Salon. If you want to book us, make sure you go to SheridanaBeautySalon.com. That's SheridanaBeautySalon.com. And we are a multicultural salon. So we cater to all ethnicities and we specialize in styling and cutting and braiding and extension. Okay. So make sure you reach out to us at SheridanaBeautySalon.com. Yeah. Okay. And speaking about like doing the things that you absolutely love. Everybody knows that I'm obsessed with modeling, like, period. But the sweet thing about all the things that I do is about confidence. It's about showcasing, like, who you are through, like, your hair, through your fashion. So I get to do my modeling and I get to use my brands to be able to help with my expression. And so Humble Confident Modeling Agency, you know, helps me so I can help others to be able to empower them as well with the confidence that I have. So basically all the skills and the ability that I have, I transform that, right? I kind of give them a little splash of my magic, right? And give them some of my energy, right? And give them some of my download and my essence a little bit so they can get the power as well. Because without confidence, you really have nothing, period. So we helped install the confidence. So I just want to give a huge shout out again to myself for really helping the collective to become their greatest version using the arts. So I know this is like my purpose and I'm here for it. Speaking about my purpose, I want to give a huge shout out to my mini-me's, to my offspring, Joseph and Isabella. Thank you to the Most High for giving me two amazing kids. Like, sometimes they are just a handful. Even if they're like older, they're still going to be a handful. But they're just, I know like they're in my life to help me to become my greatest version with, you know, dealing with my patience, dealing with my temper, dealing with my creativity and learning how to balance everything. So my two kids, even though they're close in age, they're totally two different people. They give me two different perspectives, and I love that for me, and I pray that I will continue to be an awesome mom. So let's get right into it. Oh, and I want to say a big shout out to Syracuse University, and a big shout out to CC. If you know, you know. Okay, so let's get right into the thing, y'all. But before we do that, I just want to give you a little bit of magic real quick. A little sprinkle. So the next artist that's coming to your earway is the one and only Ariana Grande. Just like magic, because everything I do is just like magic on period. Let's get into it. When we come back, we're going to get straight into the word of the day and quote of the day. Happens how it should, ayy. 12 o'clock, I got a team meeting, then a meditation at like 1:30. Then I ride to the studio, listening to some shit I wrote. Don't climb on my aesthetics. Keep my conscience clear, that's why I'm so magnetic. Manifested, I finesse it. Take my pen and write some love that is to happen. Just like magic, just like magic. Middle finger to my thumb and then I slap it. Just like magic, I'm attracted. I get everything I want because I attract it. Looking at my phone, but I'm trying to disconnect it. Read a fucking book, I be trying to stick a neck. Say it's tricky at the top, gotta keep it slim. Me go for a thick one. Losing friends left and right, but I just let them love and light. Yes, what's up my peoples, y'all? So welcome back. That was Ariana Grande with Just Like Magic. Absolutely love that song. Okay, so we're not gonna waste no time. Okay, we're gonna get straight into the show, straight into the episode. Okay, as you guys know, welcome to 2024, and this is the season of abundance, okay? And the quote of the day is, I am on my goat behavior. Period. The end. The end, okay? And so, let's get into it. All right, so our topic is the 10 essential skills a lady needs to know. Okay, so what's number one? I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Number one is reading and writing, and you have no idea. Like, there's a lot of people that really sleep on the simplicity of reading and writing. Okay, reading and writing provides you the access to a vast knowledge, array of knowledge, right? It gives you new perspective, new ideas. It's a valuable tools. Okay, writing helps you to record your knowledge. Like right now, I do my script before, you know, a light script so I can know what I'm talking about. And so I can stay focused on what I want to talk about, right? So also writing is a way of communicating with the future generations. And so I already know that me being a writer is essential to myself and to my kids. So they already know what it is. A lot of stuff I've written down, then they already know what it is. And it also enriches your culture. And so once I tap into like my writing skills, well, first and foremost, we have to learn thyself. We have to know thyself. So I realized that I love writing, and I love acquiring new knowledge. And so I've noticed that it's a powerful means for personal growth, and it's an essential pillar in the development to be a well-rounded woman, okay? Like, it's part of the legacy. and I think it's really important. And so I want to inspire and encourage, you know, all the ladies, because I know our podcast is literally over 75% women. And so this is to you guys, right? And this also could be men as well, because we want the men to be equally yoked. And this is on a sidebar. I know this, like, okay, I'm just going by experience, guys. Like, the majority of the men, they're not equally yoked with us females. They're, like, below average when it comes to the reading and writing. And that's why communication is so poor. That's what I'm noticing. Like, the communication is so poor because the men really can't. They just don't be understanding the power of reading and writing and communication. Anyway, I'm not even going to, you know, take too long on that situation, because that's a whole nother topic, y'all. Okay? We're going to focus on the ladies, because we know that we really are the leaders. We run the world for real, for real. Behind the scenes, okay, in a lot of different situation, without a doubt, any successful company, it has a female at the top. That it has a lady at the top. Not ask somebody, but just know, because we know that we have to tap into our higher self, which is to be able to understand, you know, certain things with reading and writing. I mean, it sounds simple, but it's really that simple. So tap in, y'all. Tap in. If you guys want reading materials, make sure you guys go to my Amazon. I have some recommendations that I know you guys will love. As you know, I love the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So let's start there, okay? Just start there. If you're not a reader, just start there. Okay, so number two on the 10 essential skills a lady need to know. Like, number two is etiquette. Number two is etiquette, because I've noticed the tradition of etiquette, you know, that's supposed to be passed down from generation to generation, is missing the generation, you know, because the ladies are not exuding the etiquette that they need in, you know, in public environment, you know, like when you go out to dinner, you go to a restaurant, there's certain proper way to be able to do things. And I feel like if we kind of tap into what we used to do back in the day with the etiquette, you know, learning polite behavior, I think it'll be less chaotic. It'll be less chaotic. And, you know, ladies can see it's a little bit easier to manifest different things. And so etiquette in every way. So if you don't know what fork to use, you know, what to wear, how to wear your hair, what to say, like, you have to start there. Remember, at the end of the day, the ladies of the world, we have great power. And so we run the show, so we got to know what we're doing, okay? And yeah, so I'm just going to just leave it right there, etiquette. Okay, number three, the mastery of foreign language. And because I feel like I kind of started, you know, later, because as you guys may or may not know, I'm from Jamaica, and, you know, I didn't get into the different languages until I was an adult. So I definitely always encourage my kids to learn different languages, like Spanish. Like, my daughter, she knows Spanish very well, fluent. She knows Korean. And my son, he knows, you know, Japanese and Spanish as well. So it's good to be able to learn different languages. And it just allows you to have, like, a deeper understanding with other cultures. And I think it's fascinating. You know, I took Spanish in high school, and I took French in high school as well. I love both of them. Right now I'm still working on it, but yeah, I love that. So yeah, just do your best to be able to you know, work on the mastery of foreign languages, because it does help you in different situations and stuff like that when you go out in public. Number four on the list of the 10 essential skills ladies need to know, okay, is the culinary arts. Learning how to cook, okay, is an essential part of like your identity as well of expression, you know, of creativity and a form of showing love. It also foster like a balanced lifestyle, because number one, if you know how to cook, you're not eating out all the time and you're not spending so much money. And even if you're not spending the money, you still have to learn how to cook, because it helps with an independence, okay? And that's a priceless thing. Independence is a priceless tool to access, you know, learning how to create a meal. Like, I'm just so happy. Like, I know how to cook different meals, and my daughter knows how to cook. Like, my daughter is a chef. Like, what? I'm just so happy that she knows how to cook very, very well, and she's a chef. My son, he knows how to cook, you know, in his own right, but he knows how to cook well as well. And it's essential that we teach our children these skills so that they could become their greatest version. Because number one, if you know how to cook, that's a gift, okay? And it's going to help you in the long run. It'll help you to kind of maintain your body, because you know what is being put in the food. And so I'm happy that I know how to cook. Look, I love me some island food. I love me some Jamaican food. So, you know, I taught my kids how to do ackee and dumpling and different soups and stuff like that. So, and then they all have, you know, their own thing that they like. So their palate has expanded. Like my daughter, she loved Korean food and stuff like that. So she introduced me to different, you know, kind of different dishes that really excites me. And I'm like, oh, Paris, can you make that for me? She's like, okay. So yeah, that's like my thing. Okay, so that's number four on the list. Okay, so number five on the list is religion and spirituality. Like, I'm not a religious person, even though I was raised in the church. I've learned myself that I'm a spiritual person in terms of, you know, I tap into, you know, myself, into the higher power. I have faith. That's like my base. I think the Most High wanted me to be to install faith in me. That's why I had, you know, shout out to my mom, that kind of, even though she wasn't there to take me to church, she navigated me to someone. Shout out to Aunt Mo, that, you know, helped instill faith inside of me. So even though I'm not religious, I'm still spiritual, and that helps me to like become my greatest version. I know everything is always working out in my favor, and everything that I desire always come to me in divine order. Nothing can miss. Everything in gear, like nothing can miss me. Nothing cannot miss me. None of my blessing cannot miss me. And I already know if it leaves, that wasn't for me. So that's having just a spiritual balance, you know, kind of be self, you know, and I love that about myself, like, period. The end. I could go on and on about spirituality and how it has helped me and shaped me to become this amazing, powerful, you know, a goddess that you see here today. It took me a lifetime to become this person that you hear and see in the world, and I could be my true authentic self because I know thyself. Period. The end with that. Moving right along, okay? I'm getting y'all straight to the nitty-gritty, okay? We're getting straight to the point, okay? So number 6 on the list of the 10 essential skills a lady needs to know is music and art. Music and art, guys. Learning how to connect with music is so enriching. Like, it's life-changing. Like, music saved my life. Music saved my life. I'm so happy that I was able to tap into myself and figure out what I really love. I was raised, my dad's always, you know, make me and my siblings, you know, sing and dance. So I always had the love for singing and dancing. And as I got a little bit older, when I was in middle school, you know, I started playing the clarinet and I found a great sense of, you know, myself. I love music so much. I love playing the clarinet. As I got a little bit older, I learned that I love the piano. I love playing the piano. I love how it sounds. I love how my finger feels on it. When I was in high school, like, I had piano class, and my teacher, she was just like, yo, your hands are so, my hands are big because they're my dad hands. They look like my dad, right? And she was just like, your hands are perfect for playing piano because I could always meet, reach like the note with my pinky. Like, I could always get to all the keys, and it was just so fascinating to me, and I always loved it. And so I remember last year we went to Jamaica, and we was in like a house that had a piano. I could not help myself, even though it was kind of like off tune a little bit, but you could tell it was an old piano, but I couldn't help myself. I just had to like serenade myself, and everybody was like, except my mom, I think she knew I played piano, but I don't know if she knew because she was kind of like always working, but everybody was like, oh my God, you sound so good. And then when I posted, it was like, oh my God, I didn't know you know how to play the piano. I know I do a little something. But I say all that to say this: find out what music or art you love, okay? And as I got a little bit more mature, the universe just revealed the true sense of who I am, being a designer, and I love to sew. And that taps into number 7, but I still want to talk about music. Music and art is a powerful tool that will enrich your life for a lifetime. It will enhance your personal journey. And it's just elegant. It's just amazing. Like, music connects nation. Music connects people. It connects people to other people that usually wouldn't be connected. So music is so powerful. So tap into oneself. Find out what kind of art, find out what kind of music you love, and start doing it. Start indulging, okay? So we're going to go straight to number 7. Number 7 is sewing, okay? Back in the days, you know, sewing was it was basically an ancient practice that a mother would pass down to her daughter as a gift, you know? It's rooted in history. And so even though my mom knew how to sew, she never taught me how to sew. But the Most High just knew that I had to have this skill. I had to master this skill. So somehow, some way, like, the universe made me attended or give me the opportunity to attend Sickers University to learn how to sew. And then I then master how to be not only just a seamstress, but a tailor and a fashion designer. And I'm a stylist. And I'm so happy about that, because sewing is an art. And it's deeply rooted in the history of humanity. It's an essential, it's a valued skill. And I'm grateful that my daughter, you know, knows how to sew. I made sure that she knows how to sew. I've been introduced to sewing to her. like since you was a kid. So, and then I have her help me with different, you know, hand sewing with our custom products and stuff like that. So if you have a daughter or somebody that you love, you pass that history down to them. And I pray that my daughter, she know the significance of why I want her to, or why I encourage her to be in fashion and sewing, because she could then pass that on to her daughter. Because like I said, that's history. History we're making now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Masuka. Like, he just had the soundtrack. And shout out to him for winning Artist of the Year. Big shout out to Masuka for that. We're going to have to give him some love in a minute. Right? So sewing is an effective way to like reduce textile waste. And I know this is why our brand Shared On Designs has tapped into the sustainability lifestyle, because we know we are here to make the world better with our footprint. Right? We are here to contribute in a positive way. And I know making sure that our brand Shared On Designs have a sustainability will help us in the long run, and it also helps the world in the long run, right? I love sewing because it gives me the opportunity to like create stuff that is not there, and I get to be self-sufficient. I get to wear whatever I want. It feels so magical, y'all, when I actually, I'll be having visions in my head. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then like the next day I just start doing the pattern, and then I drape it, and then I sew it, and then I go somewhere, and it's just like, oh, magic. It's just magical. And then it fits me to perfection. I mean, it's no other structure. There's no other process that's better than manifesting the thing that you love the most. Period. Okay. And sewing is so therapeutic. Like I told myself, today is my studio day. Okay. Even though it's kind of like a vacation, we still on vacation, but because I wasn't able to do my sewing because, you know, life be lifing, right? I said today was going to be my studio day, my sewing day, where I finish my project, because I got a few projects that I want to finish with my dresses and stuff like that. And then it's therapeutic, and I just want to be at peace and relax. I get to be at home, y'all. Okay, and just be creative. You know, I'm a great fan of sewing. That's all I'm saying. And I'm always creating my own looks. And I know this is why the universe say, you know what? You get your own brand. You get your own brand, baby girl. You get to wear whatever you want. And guess what? You get to inspire the world. And I'm like, okay, God. I'm going to do it. But he said, you must be authentic. I'm like, I could do that. Okay, my middle name is Authentic. What you mean? Like, that's not a problem. Right? Okay, so that was number 7, y'all. So let's get to number 8, y'all. So number 8 is that having a political skill, even though I don't really, you know, talk about politics too much, but it's important to have, you know, diplomacy. It's important to know what's going on in the world, okay? It's important to have governance, right? And what is really governance? Governance is the act or manner of governing. And I know, like, having diplomacy, like, I have a certificate in diplomacy at this point. And diplomacy helps you with managing international relations. As you guys know, I'm an international woman. I'm from Jamaica. And so it is important to know how to have diplomacy, know how to carry myself, know how to speak with intelligence, know how to speak when spoken to, number one. And having governance is helping you with leadership. So when you have diplomacy and governance, you are getting the tools to become a leader. And I pause for a reason, okay? Governance and diplomacy prepare you for power. It helps you to make informed decisions. And it's important, remember, you as the woman of the house, you create the tone, you make significant decisions for your family. And if you, on a bigger scale, you make informed decisions that impact the destiny of nations. This is why a woman, a lady, must have diplomacy and governance. Even if you don't speak on it all the time, learning and understand the political system is important, because decisions are being made and we don't understand why is it changing our society. Okay, learning different diplomacy and political skills, it helps you to understand, you know, how decisions are made by leaders that affect everyday life and the community that we're in. Okay, it helps us also to be conscious and informed and engaging in society, because If you were at an event and they're talking about different things, it's important to, you know, be able to, you know, elaborate or to put your insight on something, right? In terms of that conversation. So having a well vast knowledge in diplomacy and governance is so essential for a lady. Period. Okay, that helps her to rule nations. And remember, the first nation you have to rule is your household. Period. Done with that. All right, and that leads me to number 9, guys. The number 9 essential skills a lady must need to know is different philosophy and literature, meaning knowing about different, you know, cultures, learning about different perspective is so empowering. It enhances your creativity, it enhances your communication, you know, it helps you with different perspective. It's inspiring. It helps you with empathy. It enhances your expression of skills. It's literally a fundamental for effective communication, to be able to articulate ideas and opinions. Okay? Having knowledge, you know, is so important. It's a solid foundation. And it literally provides like an enriched life. When you compare a lady that is not, okay, I'm gonna do a I'm gonna do it in a diplomatic way. So imagine comparing a woman that is educated, meaning educated that is school educated as well, that is street educated, in conjunction to a person that is just like raised by TV, right? If you compare those two individuals, I guarantee you 9 out of 10, the woman that is well vast in knowledge and know about literature and knows about, you know, diplomacy and knows about, you know, different philosophers, she's going to be more enriched And I don't always mean monetary, and rich in culture, rich in mindset, rich in creativity. But she's also going to be rich in monetary because they go together. They go together. And so I know for me that I'm studying, you know, certain people. Because remember, we have to know the past to be able to know the future. And so the people who I study, they have a wide range, wide vast of knowledge. And so, of course, the Empress is successful. So I have to know them too, and much, much more. And so just having that understanding, that reading, they said knowledge is power, but in the book Think and Grow Rich, applied knowledge is power, because you can have knowledge, but if you don't apply that knowledge, it's useless. So we must apply the knowledge for it to be beneficial towards us, right? So read the book, understand the book, overstand the book, and then apply it. And my favorite book, like I said, Think and Grow Rich, they said to always have a specialized knowledge that also will make you rich. So my specialized knowledge is fashion and beauty. And really, for real, is life skills. Like the life that I've lived, like, that's golden. Like, people come to me for modeling advice. People come to me for fashion advice, for beauty advice, how to take care of their hair. That is my applied, you know, knowledge that is specialized. So learn a specialized skill that you have mastered. I have mastered hair. I have mastered fashion. I have mastered, you know, the things that I love. And so I get to share it with the world. So you must do the same if you want to become your greatest version as well. Okay. And number 10, guys, after this, I'm going to give y'all my 10 quotes. Okay. And we're going to give y'all some music. I'm not going to hold y'all too long because I got things to do. I got things to do I want to do before the day is gone. Okay. So I'm going to give you guys the 10th essential skills a lady needs to know. And number 10 is gardening. Gardening is so fun, y'all. Like, I remember when I was in Syracuse, I had a garden in my house, and I had a garden, well, not in my house, but like around my house. And then we had a community garden that we created. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Hayden. Okay. We created a community garden where we grew like all kind of food. It was so fascinating to me. Like, we had collard greens, we had pepper, we had corns, y'all, we had squash, we had zucchini. I mean, we had okra, like, we grew everything, and it was all organic. And that just makes me so excited. Like, I remember, like, our neighbors would be walking past, like, oh my God, can I have some? And I'm like, of course. Like, we would share with people who wanted to have that as well, because that's essentially what we wanted. So it brings community together. Okay. Like, gardening, it's power. It's a strength. Right? Garden is a way to strengthen a connection with the community, with the earth, you know, with nature. You get to connect, right? It's a great value to be able to cultivate like a healthy living. Like, I used to love cooking the greens that I actually harvest from the community. That's why I know I love my new house. It just has the perfect garden that, like, I always wanted. Again, from like Syracuse, it has everything. My sweet potatoes. I used to grow a little, okay, I'm going to talk in the present as if it is now. Like, I grow these small It was cherry tomatoes that, shout out to Aunt, that was our neighbor and one of our good friends. I used to grow the cherry tomatoes just specifically for him because he loved it. And so it really helps to connect communities and people together. So gardening is more than taking care of plants, right? It's an activity that enriches like your body, your mind, and soul. And it connects you with nature and provide you with a sense of peace and satisfaction. It just gives me like a peace and satisfaction knowing like, yo, I grew this. I'm so happy like my daughter, she have like the green thumb. Like she can grow stuff. She can grow fruits. I know both my kids, they good. My kids are, I feel like me and their dad really, I'm not going to take all the credit, even though I ain't going to take all the credit because he was part of the journey too. You know, we really instill in them, we have awesome kids. I'm not even going to like, of course, they're young adults, so they act a little feisty here and there. But essentially, my kids, our kids have, they're great human beings. And I get that confirmation every time I go out, especially with my daughter. Like, she has great etiquette. You should saw, we went to my friend's birthday party. She over here eating with knife and forks, eating french fries. I was like, she's such my mini-me, because when I'm at home, like, I eat with knife and forks. And so it's nothing to eat with knife and fork. We're just used to eat with knife and fork. And so, like, my friend, she was like, she was telling her daughter, girl, pick up your knife and fork. And then her daughter was looking like she hardly ever, like, eat with knife and fork. I was in my head, like, this is why, as a woman, we have to teach our daughter etiquette. We have to start at home. And so when they go out in public, it's natural. It comes effortlessly. And it's with great honor that you see your kids like thriving without you saying, oh, pick up your knife and fork. It's already installed in them. Like, you should eat with their knife and fork. Like, my daughter's acting so extra bougie. It was so cute and honoring to see my daughter, like, as my mini me, like, representing, like, she's that girl, period. I'm so proud of her. And, like, it just activate your creativity. Like, gardening really activates something in you that just tap you into the environment. I feel like that's why, like, I'm a humanitarian and I love the community, because when you're doing gardening, you share. You're a sharer. And I love that about me. And so, and also, like, I have my plants. Like, my favorite plant right now is an orchid, right? My daughter bought me a money tree. So I have these two plants that I am, you know, taking care of. And they're doing great. Even though the orchid is, because the season has changed, like the flowers went, but the leaf is still popping. Today I gave it the 5 cube ice cube that it asked for. So, and then I gave my money tree 3 cubes of ice, 3 ice cubes. So it's doing its thing. My money tree looking like, hey, my money tree is flourishing on God. Okay. In every way, because money comes to me easily in all different avenues, like, and it just come effortlessly. Like, thank you God for like helping me manifest. I have everything that I need. Okay, so back into the gardening. So if you guys have not tried to garden, start with a simple herb plant, you know, or a flower or something, and then you can expand on doing a garden outside. And so, yeah, love that. So I'm going to reiterate the 10 essential skills. So number one, reading and writing. Number two, learning etiquette. Number three, mastering foreign language. Number four, culinary art, learning how to cook. Oh my God, it's just so important. I don't even know how to stress it right now. Number five, you know, tap into the spirituality. your spirituality. I'm not even going to say religion because I'm not even, I'm not into that really. So tap into your spirituality. Number seven, learn how to sew. Okay, learn how to sew. And child, if you want to learn how to sew, make sure you guys, I'm going to do a little shameless plug. Make sure you guys reach out to us at Unity Fashion Institute on Google, y'all, or on our IG. Number eight, okay, learning political and diplomacy. I would say learning political and diplomacy and governance is just top tier, period. Okay, and number nine is, learning different philosophy and reading, have a wide vast of knowledge with literature and things of that nature. And 10, but not least, learning how to garden. This will help balance you after a long day of maybe deal with diplomacy. Just go in your garden and just do some pruning or do some watering or simply just enjoy your manifestation. It is just a beautiful environment when you garden. It's just like serenity, right? Okay. I pray that you guys understand what I just said. Okay. For the leaders, the woman leaders, this is specifically for you. Okay. I hope you understand it, overstand it, and then going to put it in radical action and put it as an applied knowledge. Get into it. Before I go into my quote, I gotta do it because y'all already know I gotta do it. Okay, we're gonna be playing the next artist, Dayani, and this one is called For My Day One. I wanna give a big shout out to the day one, my day ones. Okay, let's get into it, y'all. And this is a day one, Dayani. Let's get into it. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know music is life. Yeah. This is for my real friend then. Yes. Yeah, this message for the real one. Yeah. Sherlock Brook Valley, we said this for the real friend. Yeah. 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 I'm a real friend.
We know that life goes on, but we need time for the real one, man.
Yeah.
Don't knock on them tears, drunk.
Yeah.
Boss up like
we're the real one.
We don't sing no song, we don't hear that. We're real better than them. Genuine like that, never change like the way that we don't knock on. I'm not Jedi enough for more life and love. When things start big one, more power and strength when the team support like 1040. Let them see that it's a real friend. I just turn off and transform in a real bent. We know that life goes on, but we give thanks for the real one way. Nothing I want them stay strong. Bust up long for the day ones. We know we no songs, we no pay accounts. But no matter me say, but not fear from. Fire for them and every friend kill off with that. Nothing not being close with the dirty estimate. Them will kill every girl on your bed. Don't make no sense. And that's why I'm a dep on defenses. Me only represent all the clean and people upon my list. I'm a real friend them. I just turn off and transform in a real mental. We know that life goes on, but we give down for the real one way. Now one them stay strong. Bust up long for the one. Nothing something to fear than real friend them. I do something off and transform in a real dented. We know that life goes on, but we give thanks for the real one when. Don't know one them stay strong. Bust up long for the ones. We don't sing no song for no fear gun.
Yes.
song. Yeah. Cause only the real. Only the real.
Ooh. Yes, God.
Only the real.
I absolutely just love that song. Like, Dayani literally just came to my universe. I had an opportunity to talk to him. It was just like, I just had to tell him, like, the songs that the Most High brought to me was first The Goddess, and then this song came to me. And I just had to let him know, and it was just beautiful. So remember, we got to always show gratitude. We got to always show love to people who inspire us. So I want to give a big shout out to Dayani. Okay, he is an international artist, and love. Okay, so let's get straight into the quotes. Okay, so I have 10 quotes, and then I ain't going to hold y'all, okay, because I got things to do. That's why I started a little bit early today, okay? All right, so the first quote. Empowerment begins with skills. A lady armed with knowledge becomes the force of inspiration. I'm going to say it again. And empowerment begins with skills. A armed lady with knowledge becomes a force of inspiration. That's on period. Okay, number two. In the symphony of life, each essential skills is a note, and a lady orchestrate her success. So these are quotes that I came up with, okay? Number three, unlock the doors to your potential with the keys of essential skills. A lady's roadmap to empowerment. Okay? I pray that you guys are connecting the dots with the topic in this. Right? Okay, number four, inspire, aspire, and acquire. The trio of actions fueled by the essential skills that defines a lady's journey. Number five, a lady's power lies not just in elegance and beauty, but in the mastery of essential skills that shapes her destiny. Oh, that's a word right there, y'all. That is a word. Okay, number six. Crafting a life masterpiece requires a brushstroke of essential skills. A lady paints her own success. That's on period. That's what I said. Create the life you want to manifest. Nobody else should be the writer of your movie. Because you are the star. The end. Number seven, beyond stereotype, a lady's strength emanates from her diverse skill set, creating a tapestry of resilience and capability. I mean, that's self-explanatory. Okay, your success is tied into the skills that you have. That's on God. Okay, number eight, skills are the currency of empowerment, and a lady's wealth lies in mastering the essential, right? So, I mean, that's a word right there, y'all. That is a word right there. Navigate life equilibrium with confidence. And Librium means a complicated path. So you got a complicated life. You have to navigate life complicated path with confidence, armed with the essential skills that empower and illuminate your path. Okay. Number 10, essential skills are the stepping stone a lady walks the path of wisdom, leaving imprint of inspiration for others to follow. I mean, that's self-explanatory. Okay, my bonus one is attract anything you desire with your imagination, wisdom, skill, and faith. I have manifested my life partner, my king, my emperor. Okay, we are equally yoked. okay? This, my king, he has mastered love and faith and empathy. He's a great leader. He has great wisdom. He has an enriched mindset, a great sense of style. He's humorous, okay, kind, and mostly respectful to me and myself and others. And he is impactful and aligned with my vision and his vision. Our vision are aligned. And I would never settle for anything less. That's on period. I pray that y'all connect with what I'm saying. I hope you guys are picking up what I'm throwing down. Okay. Like, what I'm saying is, when a lady acquires more skills, you can make a bigger impact with your finance, in the world, with your ability to be happy. Like, remember, for all the people who are single, sometimes we be feeling like, oh, we need a man. No, you need to tap into your vision. You need to tap into your purpose. You need to tap into becoming your greatest version. And then the person that is aligned with you will find you. And that's what I've learned. Like, just imagine, like, if I just be worried about, okay, I'm divorced. I would have stopped like so many years ago. No, I tap into who I am, and then the Most High just help guide me, you know? And imagine if I just stopped at being like a graphic designer, then I wouldn't know how to sew, you know? And then learning how to sew brought me to being a professor. Like, now I teach people what I know. Like, what? What do you mean I'm a professor? Like, what? What do you mean? Like, over 10 years ago, I didn't even know how to sew a lick. And now I have mastered that. Now I get paid to teach other people what I know. That's what I mean. Your skills are the currency of empowerment. Okay? And a lady's wealth lies in mastering the essential. So go ahead and master the essential, y'all, because y'all already know we run the world, okay? And I mean, these quotes are just like, it's self-explanatory, and I pray that you guys, I pray that it resonate with you guys. I don't want to go into too long, because as you guys know, I could talk for hours. I could talk for hours and hours about things that I'm passionate about, especially, you know, the topics that I bring to the forefront. So yeah, go and unlock the doors of your potential, guys. Go and be great, and never ever settle for anything less in a relationship, in a business partner, and in yourself. So if 2024, let it be your most fruitful year. I know for me, this is my season of more abundance. This is my season. Look, I'm in my Michael Jordan era right now. Y'all better stop playing with the kid. Like, what? I'm in my Sheridan era right now. Okay. I'm my best version right now. Okay. I'm in my MJ moment right now. Like, don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Okay. So I pray that you guys have an amazing day. And I know that this will enrich someone else's life. And so, yeah, I might won't give y'all nothing else. That's all y'all get. I'm going to give y'all a little bit more vibes. And then we're going to just sign off. You already know who we're going to right now. The man himself. I have to do it because you already know Alkaline. He be knowing. He know the assignment. He got a new song, but we're not going to play that right now because it doesn't go with the topic. And so I just going to go straight to the thing. This one, without no interruptions, okay, it's called Alkaline Extra Lesson. Sometimes you have to know the extra lesson. You got to go through the extra lesson to become your greatest version. It's okay. Take the class. take the class and pass. Hey, you're now tuning in to our rock out session, y'all. Thank you guys for joining me for Shared Honest Diary of a Fashionista. Yeah, so let's listen to Alkaline, and then I got one little thing I want to share with y'all. Sample. That's all you get for right there. We're gonna go to another song with Alkaline, because you already know my himself don't be playing with us. Okay, he understood the assignment. He understands the assignment. Okay, so we're gonna do that. Well, seem like we have a little situation. Okay, so hold on. So what I want to do next, y'all, is I'm going to give you guys a rundown of who Sheridana Designs is. Give y'all a little situation, because I want to shout out my brand. Like I said, every day is my birthday, and this is my brand's birthday. You know, SD is going to be our 7 year in business, so it's going to be our birthday. So I want to give a shout out to SD again. So who is Sheridana Designs? So I just want to say, Sheridana Designs is your premier destination for luxury custom fashion in the DMV area. From custom-made dresses to unique accessories, we offer unparalleled quality and craftsmanship in every piece we create. Our team of experienced designers and stylists are committed to elegance and style, ensuring you always look and feel your best. So discover a luxury and opulence with Sheridana Designs today. So book your consultation at SheridanaDesigns.com. That's SheridanaDesigns.com. Okay, and if you guys would like to learn how to be a fashion designer, you guys could reach out to Unity Fashion Institute, and we will teach you how to become a successful fashion designer. So what is Unity Fashion Institute? It's a platform that aims to inspire and educate the youth through the arts, okay, with a strong focus on apparel design, tailoring, draping, pattern making, and sewing. So UFI provide both online and in-person courses for those interested in pursuing a career in fashion. So additionally, UFI is a vertically integrated in fashion design development program that helps facilitate to designers, right? It's a production house catering to both emerging and high-end designers. So join Unity Fashion Institute and learn from the best and turn your fashion dreams into reality. So that's what we do. We help you to manifest your dreams of becoming a fashion designer. And I love that for us, because it's just like magic, y'all. Go and be great, right? And so I'm going to leave you guys with my favorite quote. Do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, oh, she going to bring her dreams into reality. On period. And I did, and I am, and it's done. the end, okay? Just like magic. So go and be great. I love you guys. I'm going to just finish out again with Ariana Grande because it just feels right. So I'm going to just do that, y'all. Go and be great. Yeah, because it was sleeping on. I don't know why. Okay, hold on, guys. We're gonna do Alkaline Boss first, and then we're gonna finish out with Ariana Grande because, yeah, that's what we're doing. Let's get into it. Oh, look, don't do that. Okay, so God say no. We're gonna do Ariana first, and then we're gonna do Boss second. Let's get into it. I'm so magnetic. And I did. It's like magic. And then I snap it. Ooh, just like magic. I attract it. Looking at my phone, but I'm trying to disconnect it. You know, Alkaline, Boss, Sheridana, Prestige. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining me for Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. This is our last song. Gonna be great. Rewind that. Pull it up. Yeah. Boss. Prestige. Sure, join it. Top tier. Top dog. Mama 2. Boss favorite boss. Done favorite done. If I live a million times, so it can, I'm humble like a lamb. Take it in the confusion. Boss favorite boss. Done favorite done. Make them know see a one. So it can, so it can. No confusion. Hey, shut an eye over Trump. Badness no rape them where them get it from. A fool and know the time them get cramped. Them only good for fire black. Pretending, most want to meet them ending. Them can't see me, they pan a higher rank. And if I dark and ignorant. Mash up them plate, them have to get a scan. Clone them, no pay, no mind, them just a rant. A sudden data instant. Brains pick them up from half a distance. A guy for no semi, no run prank. Hey, boss for every boss. Gun for every gun. Ever militant, so it and so it and humble like column. Tell them no confusion. Hey, boss for every boss, done for every done. Make them know see a one and a no confusion. So it and so it and done for every. Bluffing, Conida can't nothing. Upon them regular, them face get thumping. Tat up, no ink no going. Sick come out them, I say look so disgusting. Pumpy bust, they made that muscle pump. His man, they make them up, go dust him. Oh boy, this a shot, I crush him. Nice, I make the AK do the yoshin. Them fall, I come to Dumpty. No care which part away, fire go out him. Girl alone, me know if you do the mountain. Who them up for quats? Who are we nothing, we never stop. Who are red, the jersey, pan and back. Later, they be not the black. Step out, I like that it, he's a rap. Or else he say I know say them assaps. Our world and that a facts. They shot them brain jump out, them need a shot. Do the dirt and no socks. Where them near boat and a wax. Shell them down to nothing left his scraps. Can't take like how we take me now axe. Boss for